Welcome to the Arcos Advisors newsletter, Breaking Through, issue number 70. Spotting the road to the future, the discipline of next curve leadership. Think about your favorite GPS app. It might be Waze, Apple Maps, Google Maps, or something else. Now, think about any kind of travel without that app. It's almost hard to remember how we used to get around without them. We've become so accustomed to being directed on where to turn and how to get to our location of choice, it's easy to feel lost when we don't have access to those apps that guide us. The interesting thing is that in business, there is no GPS app that will direct you to one of your most critical destinations, the road to the future. Consider this story shared by Charles Handy in chapter 3 of his book, The Age of Paradox. The road to Davy's Bar. The Wicklow Mountains lie just outside Dublin in Ireland. It is an area of wild beauty, a place to which, as an Irishman born near there, I return as often as I may. It is still a bare and lonely place, with unmarked roads, and I still get lost. Once I stopped and asked the way. Sure, it's easy, the local replied. Just keep going the way you are, straight ahead, and after a while, you'll cross a small bridge with Davy's Bar on the far side. You can't miss it. Yes, I've got that, I said. Straight on to Davy's Bar. That's right, he said. Well, half a mile before you get there, turn to your right up the hill. It seemed so logical that I thanked him and drove off. By the time I realized that the logic made no sense, he had disappeared. As I made my way down to Davy's Bar, wondering which of the roads to the right to take, I reflected that he had just given me a vivid example of paradox, perhaps even the paradox of our times. By the time you know where you ought to go, it's too late to go there. Or, more dramatically, if you keep on going the way you are, you will miss the road to the future. If we superimpose this story into today's business environment, what is striking is that it's likely even harder to see the road to the future than ever before. Not because it's not there or it's moved, but because we are driving so fast. And we've seen it with every client. The pace of change that is driving the need to be on the road to the future is also the most likely reason we miss the turn. So what is the secret to spotting the turn? Being disciplined in next curve leadership. In his research, Handy highlighted that successful organizations grow over time in a series of S-curves, also referred to as sigmoid curves and shown in the graphic on the right. Each S-curve represents a period of growth, from the inception of the curve, which is a very entrepreneurial phase, through a steady growth phase, up through maturity, where things might start to level out, and ultimately the decline of that growth curve. He found that the secret to constant growth is to start a new sigmoid curve before the first one peters out. And that is the essence of next curve leadership, being attentive to the need for and intentional about starting a new growth curve before the point of maturity and decline of your current growth curve. This intentionality and attentiveness is demonstrated by four critical actions related to next curve leadership. A next curve leader, first, anticipates the need to build a new future. As illustrated in the story, one of the hardest decisions is when to turn, or said differently, when to jumpstart the next growth curve. Because the ideal time to start a new curve is when you are highly successful in your current curve, it can be difficult to generate the energy to even entertain the need for future change. To mitigate this energy challenge, next curve leaders adopt a discipline of prompting growth curve discussions at least annually. assessing where the organization is, and imagining future impacts and possibilities. Their second action is to engage in foresight. Engaging in foresight means looking ahead, trying to peer into the future to see how you might shape it and what new competitive space you might create. Foresight activities include scanning the horizon for trends or signals of changes in technology, demographics, lifestyles, the socioeconomic environment, regulations, or other areas relevant to your industry. Foresight is not about predicting the future, but rather about opportunity spotting, and can be a powerful informer of future vision. Third, a next curve leader engages the next generation of leaders in shaping the future. A next curve leader recognizes the need to fuel the future while maintaining the present, and that next phase of growth will require a new generation of leadership. Thus, they involve the next gen leaders as active participants in bringing ideas, energy, and insights into future possibilities. They give them permission to take ownership and shape the next curve, and they support and facilitate the changes needed to get there, often by removing barriers and/or just getting out of the way. Finally, that next curve leader creates an appetite for discovery. In seeking out the best path or pathways for new growth, there comes a natural need for discovery and experimentation of ideas. A next curve leader establishes a culture in which trying stuff is valued, exploration and testing are expected, and a risk of failure is accepted. Most importantly, the leader supports learning and an openness to reimagining or reinventing the company, services, and/or products for the future and long-term sustainability. As you think about your organization and your own leadership, critical questions you might ask yourself and your next generation of leaders include, number one, where are we on our current growth curve? Are we in the midst of steady continuous growth, or are we reaching a point at maturity with this period of growth? Second, what are the signals we are seeing in the market that are affecting our customers or our employees, or that could impact or reshape how or what we deliver? Are there demographic, technological, regulatory, or socioeconomic forces that will shape or change the business we are in? What steps should we take to start or further engage in next curve thinking? In considering your organization's growth journey, remember this. Engaging in discussions of the next growth curve doesn't mean that you are dismissing your current period of success. That growth should be celebrated and steps taken by leadership to sustain it as long as possible. However, to ensure ongoing success of the organization, next curve leadership is also essential. For it is only when the present and the future are cultivated simultaneously that the organization can reach its true potential and successfully navigate the road to the future.